While StoryCorps was in Fairbanks recently to help celebrate KUAC's 50th anniversary, Isaac Thompson and his girlfriend Alyssa Enriquez chatted about what brought her to Alaska and its beauty that they both appreciate. Here, they discuss how a trip to Nome helped Alyssa choose her field of study.
You mentioned earlier that coming up to Nome helped you decide what you're doing your graduate school in.
Yeah.
And what are you studying
for? I'm really interested in Northern studies. I think a lot of it is the people of Alaska interest me, who they are, what their history is, and implementing farming, because it's the Arctic is one of the most poisonous, toxic places on Earth, and you wouldn't assume that looking at it. And I was reading something about Nome, and they were doing mercury testing on people because people have high amounts of mercury in their blood there.
It kind of makes sense for Nome, just because of all the mining that used to happen there. And
right.
So that basically mining happened before people really understood just how bad mercury was for you. So even mining just off the beach, a lot of the gold that you'll find is already covered in mercury, and there's pockets of mercury here and there.
Right.
Which you wouldn't normally expect to find just sitting
right, like
around
the,
on the beach.
The runoff from like the dredging
this is,
and things like that.
This is all stuff that's left over from, you know, 100 years ago, and it's basically sitting right off the coast.
Yeah, which goes right hand in hand with what I want to do long term is understanding us as humans and humanity, our impact that we've made on the earth and how we can reverse it or change what's going on. Take this knowledge that we have and the damage that we're doing. Obviously in Alaska there's natives and there's people who've been on that land for longer than we could imagine, and taking their processes and Western processes and developing a solution. To me, that's important. And land is important. Like I was saying, the land in the Central Valley is important to me. And after being in Alaska for a while, this land's extremely beautiful and beyond anything I could imagine. And I've been to some gorgeous places. But I think it has to do with the limited amounts of people and the fact that most of it's uncharted. And a village in the middle of nowhere sort of still blows my mind.
Yeah.
And that people can still sustain themselves.
The full 40-minute version of this StoryCorps interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. StoryCorps is an American nonprofit organization whose mission is to record, preserve, and share the stories of Americans from all backgrounds and beliefs. StoryCorps in Fairbanks was made possible by a generous grant from Fairbanks Memorial Hospital Denali Center. You can hear this and other edited versions online at kuac.org.